FM WVNN, Phil Williams hosting Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We're here every afternoon, Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. on the Powerhouse Station for North Alabama. This is the biggest show in the afternoons across North Alabama, and it's all because of this audience. I want to thank all of you out there. We call you Right Side Ruffians. I love the nickname, and folks, I'm just glad. It is an honor to have this platform. It's an honor to be with you every single day. I still get a kick out of the fact that I get to do this. This is such a cool thing. Hey, listen, before I go any further, one of the members of the Right Side team that I got to tell you about real quick is my folks over at etaxbreaks.com. They are so amazing at what they do. 23 years of experience at literally just finding your business money you didn't know it qualified for. Yeah, I know I got you that time. Finding your business money you didn't know it qualified for. That's etaxbreaks.com. That's what they do. There's like over 3,000 programs out there that will reward your business with tax credits, tax incentives, with grants, with other opportunities that you didn't know existed just because of the way you run your business. Things like, who did you hire? Did you retain them during the pandemic? Did you put your business in a certain geographic location? Are you a certain type of business? Are you owned by a minority? Are you all these things, they qualify you and you don't even know it. And last month alone, they found over $7 million for their clients in 1 month. And they only get paid if they find you money. Now, they've got a special landing page just for Right Side listeners. So go check it out at etaxbreaks.com/rightside. etaxbreaks.com/rightside. All right, folks. So listen, I'm gonna switch gears here. I told you at the beginning, I got my triple dipper. I got the three big stories you got to know. And the triple dipper for today, number three on that list of three big stories was, you got to know this. The vaccine mandates, and keep in mind, again, I'll say it for all you my trolls, understand, Phil is not saying don't get vaccinated. I'm not. I'm saying I'm against mandates. Well, the Department of Defense, in accordance with guidance from the Biden administration, has mandated military vaccinations. And it's now. It's immediate. And we're talking about you can be discharged from the service. And this is going to have a major impact, in my opinion, potentially on readiness. Do you know, by the way, do you have any idea how much it costs to train a Navy SEAL? Do you know how much it costs for one individual to graduate from the U.S. Military Academy? Do you know how much it costs to get one soldier through, on the average, their basic training in AIT and into their units so they can become a deployable asset for our U.S. military? Do you have any idea? Well, here's some rough searching. And keep in mind, I had to do this online, but I think the sourcing was pretty decent. So the one soldier estimated to go into basic training and advanced individual training, AIT, and into their units, it costs upwards of $250,000 to get that soldier from recruitment through into deployable of status. So just take a usual, let's say an 11 Bravo straight leg infantryman, upwards of $250,000. When you take into account all of the training, the individuals that have to train them, the weapon systems they're being trained on, the ammunition they have to qualify with, the medical care they have to have while they're in, the pay they receive, all of it, upwards of $250,000 to get them from recruiting station to their units as a trained soldier. How about the U.S. Military Academy? Technically, it's an Ivy League institution. The United States Military Academy at West Point. One report I saw, which was a few years old, cites that it's almost $340,000 to get one officer through West Point. One. $340,000. Can you imagine what happens if we begin to lose some of those junior officers who could have stayed in simply because of vaccine mandates? What about this? What about the elite of the elite? You got people like Green Berets, Army Rangers, Navy SEALs. You know what it costs to get a Navy SEAL fully trained, wearing that trident on their uniform, having gone through BUDS, probably gone through jump school, probably gone through HALO, which is free fall parachuting, and to other specialized training they have to do? Do you know what it costs to get a Navy SEAL fully deployable and on the teams? Between $350,000 to $500,000 is one of the reports that I read. $350,000 to $500,000 to get a Navy SEAL fully deployable and trained. Now, folks, here's the deal. We have a COVID vaccine mandate, and right now I'm reading one report here in my paper that I prepared from World News Daily. A Republican congressman recently proposed a bill to block federal funding of the U.S. military vaccine mandate. He hosted a conference call with troops to get their feedback. Representative Thomas Massey of Kentucky, he had a bill. It's not going to go anywhere right now because we have a Democrat-controlled House, but he has a bill that would have banned vaccine mandates in the armed forces. Well, right now, it was reported, this is about 10 days old. More than 800,000 service members had yet to get their shots, according to Pentagon data. Pentagon data, as reported by the Associated Press in that case. And he's going on and saying, to defend this nation, we need a healthy and ready force. Well, in the course of the conversation, for instance, one of the callers was a cadet at the Air Force Academy and said that they were facing pressure there even before vaccinations became mandatory. One active duty Air Force member said they get constant pressure from commanders and they're all about inclusion and diversity now in the military. They said, but I'm going to have to restart my life just because of the shot, because he plans to leave the Air Force if he's required to get a shot that he has a belief that he has an exemption for. What about other things like, how about a U.S. Army captain that said that because of his religious beliefs, he believes that he should be allowed an exemption or an accommodation, but he was rejected as such from the U.S. Army Surgeon General's office without any reason or avenue of appeal. And he told reporters he's going to keep fighting for fellow patriots and who, in his words, love the Lord as much as he does and believes he has a case to take to federal court. Or how about a 17-year active service member who has served in Afghanistan and Iraq and said he has a heart condition and absolutely cannot risk any such vaccines? He's 17 years active duty. He's 1 year away from what we call sanctuary, investing in his retirement. 20 years is getting your retirement, but when you reach 18 years, they're not allowed to kick you out. And he's at 17 years. But he says he has a physical condition that he believes exempts him from having to get a shot that some studies have shown caused myocarditis or enlargement of the heart. And he just feels like he shouldn't have to do this. And yet he was rejected for an exemption. It goes on. It has any number of other service members. But what they're saying here in this story is they really believe that what they're facing here is the possibility of a readiness issue. Now, the Pentagon is saying it's a readiness issue to make sure everybody is vaccinated. The problem we're going to have is looking at what it takes to get all of these members of the military fully trained, operational, and prepared to defend. And then once they're on the line and they are out there able to do the jobs and do them well because we already have them trained, do we lose them? Simply because that possibility exists that they're going to have to get a vaccine mandate. I had somebody else just email me a little while ago. Thanks for this, Steve. I'll go ahead and point out here. He says that he was talking to a friend of his from an aviation battalion he used to serve with, who told him that one third, I don't know where the information comes from. It's anecdotal, but it sounds pretty legit. The one third of the B-52 air crews at Barksdale Air Force Base have said they intend to refuse the COVID vaccinations. Which, if that's the case, that means a significant number of B-52 air crews will be getting out of the Air Force, and that will definitely impact readiness. Folks, it's unconscionable to me that they're going to do this. Well, sitting here right now, I've got another story. I mentioned Navy SEALs. How much does it take to get a SEAL on the teams? Now listen, this is huge, and you know, just keep in mind that what we see in the headlines is only part of what our special operations community is doing every day. So we have members of the JSOC community, the Joint Special Operations Command, falling under SOCOM, the Special Operations Command, that are literally on the front lines doing stuff that we'll never read about every single day. Some of those are members of the SEAL teams, especially those who were in SEAL Team 6. Those are the JSOC guys. And right now what we're looking at is I've got one article right here that literally says, with the deadline looming, there are a number of SEALs who are in limbo after having sought a religious exemption to get a shot. And they're only asking for a 90-day reprieve to find out whether they're going to have to, but they're being told right now they will be considered non-deployable if they refuse the COVID vaccine. You know, there's only about 2,500 active duty SEALs. 2,500. This article right here has several hundred of them requesting a reprieve from the vaccination. If several hundred is, let's just water that down to what it could be, 300. There's only 2,500 total. If 300 of them are suddenly declared non-deployable all at one time, do you know what that does to the teams? That's a huge, hairy deal for readiness in the special operations community. And it says right here in this story, this particular guy, he was on Tucker last night. His name is Davis Younts. He's a retired lieutenant colonel from the Air Force. He's a JAG lawyer. He's representing a number of these special operators as a private lawyer now. And he said they've been told that if they seek a religious accommodation, they will likely no longer be able to serve our country as Navy SEALs and have been given an arbitrary deadline to comply with the vaccine mandate. Who does this? Is there anybody out there who is recognizing what readiness impacts are being had by the demands to get a shot that some people have formed a formalized faith-based or medical-based requirement for exemption or concern? And yet they're going to mandate it and make them non-deployable. Bam, just like that. Well, folks, I've been there before. I remember when they were mandating the anthrax vaccines. I remember when they were, you know, literally making me take malaria medicine for a year while I was in Afghanistan, that soon thereafter, when my body was completely messed up from taking that mefloquin for a year. Mefloquin, go look it up. The Department of Defense decided, I think we better stop making people take that, because the side effects were amazing. And then you got on top of that, just get down to it, Agent Orange was a great idea. Agent Orange was a great idea back when it happened. Agent Orange. My father passed away in 2013 from complications due to Agent Orange exposure in Vietnam. So I'm just telling you, this rush to a shot that some people are concerned about, they deserve the opportunity to be told why they have to rush to it. And there, this guy says right now, he says, there are hundreds of Navy SEALs who have not been vaccinated, who don't want to take the vaccine, or who have had and recovered from COVID and have the benefit of natural immunity. And there are a large number of SEALs that I'm speaking on behalf of that are facing the very difficult decision that even with a legitimate religious exemption based upon their commitments to Christ, they will no longer be Navy SEALs. That's unbelievable to me. But that's where we are because of this administration's rush to show that they've done something. We got it done. All right, folks, we're moving towards a short break. And as we move towards this break, just understand, we're going to keep unpacking this issue when we get back. I see I've got one guy calling on the line. Just ask him to hold on, Copper. We'll get to him right after we get back from the short break. Folks, it's Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. I'm telling you right now, the vaccine mandate is going to be part of the unhinging of society if they don't watch it. Because the way they're handling this from the federal government is a complete debacle with no consideration given for those that may have true exemptions, questions, concerns, or religious opinions. And it's not supposed to be that way in America. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Hey, listen, I got a caller on line, too. I tell you what, Copper, before I say any more about military readiness, let me go to Curb in Huntsville. Hey, Curb, Phil Williams here from Right Side. What's on your mind?
Hey, Phil. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Yes, sir.
Hey, super. Hey, listen, listen to your show. Love a lot of what you say. And just to start out straight, I'm very conservative. I'm probably a little to the right of Attila to the Hun. But I got to tell you, I am getting sick and tired of all these whiny. I'm getting sick and tired of all these whiny behiny people talking about the vaccine. Okay, I was in the military. I got stuck every time we went on deployment readiness exercises. It's part of the job. You got to be healthy and ready to fight when the time is needed to fight. And I hear your argument on the preparation of people and materiel getting ready to fight and how you could lose some of that. But the readiness today takes priority. And also, I want to lay something out here.
Hey, Curb, let me jump in. All right, let me jump in there real quick. So the whiny behindies, I wouldn't call any Navy SEAL a whiny behindy. All right, hang on a second, Curb. Let me jump in there, Copper. Let me jump in with him. So Curb, let me finish this statement here. I wouldn't call anyone who has gone through what it takes to become a Navy SEAL a whiny behindy, and yet we have apparently a couple of hundred of them or more that are very concerned about taking a vaccine that is still being proven, of which only one of the three versions we have in the United States has been FDA approved. I don't think that's too much to ask for a little time. I also remember in my own personal experience being forced to take the anthrax vaccine, which the Department of Defense quickly soon thereafter decided not to do anymore. And I've also had to take mefloquine downrange for malaria, which truthfully messed me up for more than a year or two. And then my own father passed away from Agent Orange exposure, which was a really good idea when they did it first, but it was truly experimental and shouldn't have been done. So don't you think there should be an opportunity here for guys who have gone through everything it takes to serve our country to have an opportunity to question and to not be told their career is over because they didn't want to take a shot?
I'm not against questioning. I am always in favor of the scientific process. What I am against is the misinformation that has been going out on the vaccine.
And what misinformation is that?
The whole idea that there's anything wrong with this vaccine is absolutely ludicrous. For example, I found some social media lies about people dying from the Pfizer vaccine trials. When you dig into that data, you find that the social media claims are absolutely false.
Okay, and well, let me jump on it then. Let me jump on that real quick, because I'm not looking at social media. I'm looking at the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System called VAERS. And so the CDC is reporting that the vaccines are associated with 443,201 adverse events, including 14,508 deaths and 18,439 permanent disabilities and 58,268 hospitalizations. Doesn't that sound like something that's real? That's not social media. That's real. That's taken into account. There's millions who've had the vaccine, but that doesn't mean there's no risk. It means there's still an opportunity there for someone to say, I may not want that.
Phil, you have risk in walking across the street. There's always risk in life. But 50,000 people in the U.S. have died because of this virus, and the number of people that have small effects from the vaccine, or may have even had complications from it, is minuscule compared to the threat of the virus itself.
Hey, Curb, up against a hard break. Appreciate you calling in. I certainly disagree with your assessment that these guys are whining. And I think that you are discounting not only that, but you're also discounting the religious exemption, especially when you have the Catholic Archdiocese of New Orleans saying that because some of the development of these vaccines came from aborted stem cells, that Catholics, practicing Catholics, should be allowed a religious exemption. I'm just saying, Curb, I think you're missing the point here. It's not a question of whether they're whining. It's a question of whether or not they should be allowed to ask questions or lose their career. And that's where we are right now. And the impact of readiness is going to be massive if we wind up having plenty of these guys get out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll get right back after this.